com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching at hour number 3 of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls, and we talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom, New Hampshire.
I was just thinking. And on December 29, 1845, the Republic of Texas was admitted to the Union as a state. Okay, so she went from republic to statehood directly without territory status or any of that. Okay?
All right.
Try to imagine some banana republic in Latin America doing that nowadays.
Doesn't seem likely.
Humongous amounts of federal bureaucratic regulations, okay? I mean, I was thinking the Dominican Republic, because that's where my wife is from, but there's a lot of countries in Central America and South America and the Caribbean, and they wish, a lot of people there wish that they would be free to, you know, move back and forth to the United States and seek jobs in the United States and all of that. But just think of about if a country became a state, and overnight, like, all the businesses that require a federal license suddenly don't, I mean, they don't have a federal license. The doctors would be out of luck. They couldn't prescribe medicine without getting FDA approval. Mm. The prisoners who are doing time in the federal prisons, in the local prisons that don't meet U.S. government standards, maybe they'd be sent back to sent to the United States, or would the prison sentences, you know, that don't meet due process standards of the U.S. be nullified, and then they'd all go free.
Yeah,
and
so why would anyone want to become a state of the U.S. government at this point? And maybe Puerto Rico continues to vote it down.
And what about, the Environmental Protection Agency would go nuts all of a sudden, because they would have authority over, the way they treat the environment in some of those countries. Just try to think of all the bureaucratic mess that would be created simply by annexing a country into statehood today, as opposed to back in 1845 when the federal government was more minding its own business.
Or heck, even, you know, the 1950s or 48 or whenever it was that Hawaii came on board. It would have been easier back then. But
they were still a territory anyway, so they were a territory since like 1893, so they were.
Are they not subject? Are territories subject to the same rules as states?
Well, she became a territory in the 1800s, and therefore subject to a lot of, you know, as the federal government starts phasing in these new laws, like the federal income tax, wasn't that 1913? So, they could impose the federal income tax there. As it happens and gradually start building these things up, and then upon statehood, they would still be subject to they would already be subject to most of these regulations.
What brings this up, Tom? I mean, it's kind of an interesting academic discussion, but I mean, I think you're making the point that nobody's going to be joining, no other governmental entities because of what you're saying, have any interest in becoming the 51st state. You're saying that it's going to be 50 states and that's going to be it.
No, they could divide a state into two parts, or they could figure out, let's say we'll give this one a timetable to phase in. Okay, the radio stations can broadcast for the first 6 months without an FCC license, and then that gives them time to get on. They can't go down to the post office and mail in the application because there's no U.S. postage stamps there yet, but, and gradually and so on.
I think it's more interesting to think about what it would be like for one of the 50 states to leave, to secede. What would that be like? What would happen to the post office in that particular case?
Well, in 1861, of course, President Lincoln had to order a new set of postage stamps for the United States. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That way, the Confederates could not capture the U.S. postage stamps in the South and then sell them on the secondary market for their noble cause. See, they came out with a new issue and gave Northerners a week to turn in the old, exchange the old issue for the new issue that doesn't look anything like the old ones.
I see.
And they couldn't do that in the South, so all of a sudden the postage stamps in the Southern Post Office vaults became worthless, and otherwise it would be very easy for the Confederates to capture all that money, essentially, is what the stamps were used more as money in the olden days than
sure.
they are now.
Interesting. Yeah. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
They worked as money in prison, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting kind of academic discussion as to why it is that the odds are very slim that you're ever going to see a 51st state. Why would anybody want to bring that level of regulation upon themselves?
It does seem like there would be a lot of hurdles to jump over.
And for what benefit? I mean, what would you get for all that?
A poorer place would be able to, if they didn't have the option of being a territory, because people in Puerto Rico have all the advantages of a state and few of the disadvantages, a poorer place might say, well, you know, the rich United States will take care of our people.
You get welfare,
yeah,
basically.
But I don't know what their
stretch.
Their local bureaucrats would cease to be sort of national level bureaucrats.
And they'd lose power.
Well, they'd certainly lose standing,
right.
If not power. They would
become subservient to the feds.
They would be subservient, certainly, but they would still be in control of their local people, and their local people would be getting more money in the form of, you know, welfare and stimulus and businesses moving in, you know, those kind of things.
I think it's more interesting to envision the opposite, and that is a state government actually seceding from the national government, and what sort of ramifications that would have for business and freedom in that particular state, with all of these regulations immediately being lifted, not having to answer to FEMA or the various different federal agencies that are looking to regulate your business, having all of that literally just disappear overnight. I think it'd be very, very interesting.
I don't know how a state would ever vote itself out of the union. It just seems, you know, I'm for states seceding. I just can't imagine how that would happen. Think about the...
Would it just be like a legislative thing? Wouldn't they, you know, you put up a secession initiative?
Oh, sure. That's how it would happen if it were voted. It just doesn't seem very likely to me. Can you imagine the uproar of all the federal employees in that state?
Yeah. Oh, it's not going to be easy. There's
all
no
their pensions would be lost? They'd have to leave immediately
and quickly?
What
about the mail? People would be upset because they wouldn't get any mail from the feds anymore. How would they deal with that?
Oh, mail provided by the United States Postal Service, which isn't really a federal agency anymore. But,
would they continue doing business in New Hampshire?
They would deliver things, but they wouldn't pick things up.
I wonder
But they'd deliver
that.
Things to the, not to your door, but to the state.
To the state.
Then the state would have to figure out how, they'd drop it off to points, and then they'd have to figure out how are we going to handle this situation?
I think it's interesting to think about, and I agree with you, Mark, that the political solution, probably not very likely, but if it can happen that way, then great. I mean, I'm all in favor of that. Otherwise, I think we just need personal secession, where each individual essentially secedes his consent, withdraws his consent from the whole federal government system. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. In fact, we're going to talk to Ben here in Pennsylvania. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello,
hey,
Ben. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys have probably had people, like, think you were kind of nuts for your political views, right?
Yeah, it's happened.
Probably, yeah. Odds are good.
Have you ever had anyone actually question your mental stability because of them?
Just my wife.
Mark questions mine on a regular basis.
Because my parents know about me wanting to move up to New Hampshire and become an exterminator and everything.
Okay.
But I ended up talking to them about, you're talking about economics, and somehow anarcho-capitalism kind of came up, and I was explaining to them how it would work. My parents, who claimed to be conservatives, my dad came up with, well, if the government wasn't here to make standards, what would keep someone from selling 2% milk as whole? It would be chaos.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's probably the silliest example that I've ever heard, but I like it.
People have their things they're scared of, you know, and how sad that a conservative who supposedly should understand what the marketplace is about.
I can tell you exactly who would prevent that.
The grocery stores.
Well, maybe the grocery store.
Consumer groups.
How about the other milk producer that's selling their gallon of milk right next door to them? They say, hey, wait, Jim's milk isn't 2%, it's whole. Then they're telling you it's 2%. What else do they have in there?
We're talking about an easy objection. Hang on, Ben. We'll bring it back for more discussion. What is it that your parents have said to you? My mom's called me crazy. She's called me crazy, and I think she's a crazy one for supporting the authoritarian state. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the Sigle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop when there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. You'll find out things like the auction that's going on right now. Auction.freetalklive.com allows you to bid on the
third banner on our website. You'll win it for an entire month if you're the winner, and you can go to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. We go back to Ben in Pennsylvania. You're back on Free Talk Live. Ben, you're asking if we've ever been called crazy for our particular viewpoints. And inevitably, of course, we have. My mother, in fact, called me crazy. And you were getting into a conversation with your parents, so if you wanted to continue that, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought it was all over when the car ride was over. I just went in my room and I started watching Nick at Night. And it was about 12:30 at night. My dad comes down to my room. He, like, knocks on the door in this real serious tone. He starts talking to me about how he stays up because he's concerned about all the stuff I'm getting into. And to top it all off, he's not even wearing pants either. So.
Yeah, hey, right.
Dad down in his teddy white, he's talking to you about how sane you are. That's awesome.
Yeah, he pretty much tells me that this whole stuff, this Free State stuff, sounds like repackaged hippie stuff from the 60s. Hmm. And that I'm being brainwashed by, like, Free Talk Live.
Has he ever listened to Free Talk Live?
No, not really.
Okay, then he doesn't know.
Yeah, and what is it that he's basing?
Wow, wow,
right.
Wow.
What is it he's basing the hippie claim on exactly?
I don't know. I just told my parents
that
I want to move. Yeah, I wanted to tell them how I wanted to move to New Hampshire to get in touch with other people that think like me, and I don't know. They just think we're all living on some kind of commune or something, even though they know that it's not. We're living all around the states.
Yeah. So you've explained, you've essentially explained the Free State Project concept, the idea that 20,000 liberty-loving activists are all moving to the same place, and he's just saying, you're crazy, you're joining a cult. That kind of
stuff. Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Well, you know, what can you do, right? Your parents, you love them because they had sex and they popped you out and, you know, they might have treated you well as you were a kid or when you were a kid, but if you let your parents hold you back from what it is that you want in life, then, well, you'll never get what you want. You'll never be happy.
My mom, who's sort of a small government Republican kind of gal, she inculcated me with the ideas to some extent of small government, and now I turn them back around on her. I'm for much smaller government than she is, and she really can't argue with it.
You can't.
Do you ever find yourself in this position?
Well, you know how conservatives are. They claim that they want freedom. They claim they like the free market. That if you're concerned about milk being sold as 2% when it's whole, I mean, that's kind of says that you really don't.
Well, it shows that that you've gotten used to a certain level of regulation. And conservatives, to my understanding, just sort of like things the way they are. They're not really for small government. They're for the way things were. 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years, whatever it is, period of time it is that
they've
got
their magic, magic year they've chosen.
Now. Right, and you know it's different for each issue. But go ahead.
Yeah, we had family coming over and they said something like, "So Ben, out of all the 50 states, why are you moving to New Hampshire?" And I really didn't. Before I had a chance to say anything, my mom just kind of goes, "So we can live like a hippie." And then I really didn't feel like going into the whole philosophy. I hate explaining it to people every single time. So I just basically said, "Oh, I heard it's a good climate up there. A lot of camping, hiking, fishing, stuff like that." I really didn't feel like explaining it.
You can always just answer the short answer of "I'm going to live free or die." How about that? I don't know, man. What can you say? I mean, it's frustrating when loved ones don't get it, and I understand where you're coming from. You want to bring them on board because you care about them, but at the same time, they are the last people in the world who are going to listen to what you have to say. So at some point...
Right. They remember when you used to poop in your diapers. They're not going to listen to you and your political philosophies, unfortunately.
Right. So it doesn't matter how right we are. It doesn't matter how brilliant or persuasive our points are. They're very set in their ways, and they're comfortable where they are. So we just have to leave them where they are and go about our lives and enjoy ourselves and not really worry too much about what they're going to think.
Yeah, I think they think that I'm going to, by the way that my dad was talking to me, I think he thinks I'm going to drive a tractor trailer full of fertilizer into an IRS building or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah. Amazing. Ben, any other thoughts?
No, that's it for now.
So they haven't convinced you to stay in Pennsylvania, right?
Nope.
All right. Good deal. We'll see you in New Hampshire, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, that might be what they would like for him, is to, oh, you should just stay where you are. Don't go and join those crazy people. You could put yourself in danger. And it's like you pointed out, Mark, with my mother, she's primarily concerned for my well-being, right?
Right.
When I talk to her about all these, it's not like I talk to her often, but when something does come up and I mention what's going on here in New Hampshire, she gets scared. You know, she gets scared. Well, people aren't paying taxes. What? People aren't obeying the law?
What an incredibly bad idea. People. You could go to jail for that.
Right, right. And so that's primarily where she's coming from, in that she doesn't want to, you know, have her son put
his
foot on the line.
She loves you, and she's concerned about your well-being.
Right. So. She wants me to be safe. And for most people, safety means obeying. And safety means, you know, bowing down to the state whenever it is they demand you do something, because otherwise they will, you know, there's a chance they might hurt you. And I think she understands that, you know, they might hurt me, and she doesn't want to see that happen. But
she sees it as a likelihood. You see it as unlikely.
I see it as unlikely because we're surrounded by wonderful activists here that are helping protect one another from aggression by the state. And as more people come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, that activism network will only become stronger. And I think that over time, it will become less and less likely that the state will lash out. Of course, those who see what the state does and how violent it is can be. It is understandable why they're so concerned. I mean, when you see Waco and Ruby Ridge and, you know, all the other awful things that governments have done to people, the war on drugs, the freedoms they've taken away from people, it's understandable why people are so concerned for what's going on here. But it goes back to what we were talking about in hour one with the founding fathers putting their lives on the line, putting their property and sacred honor and their fortunes and their families, putting it all on the line because they knew they had to do what was right. And what was right was getting out from under the thumb of King George III. In our case, what's right is standing up for freedom and getting out from under the thumb of this federal government and the other people that call themselves government that want to rule over our lives by threat of force. What's right is standing up for voluntary interactions. And what's right is standing up for voluntary choice against coercive interaction. And so we're just doing what we think is right. If they want to hurt us for it, then that's them that's, you know, doing the wrong thing, and we'll bring as much attention to their violence as possible. Today we were at I was at a courtroom trial for Russell Canning. He was in there to plead not guilty. He's one of the activists here in New Hampshire. He was, pleading on charges in regards to driving without a registration or driving without a license. And you know, it's really important that somebody make a stand and do this. And Russell Canning should be congratulated for having the courage that he does. Because if there's no Russell Canning, if there's no Lauren Canarios, if everybody just obeys and goes along with the status quo, things will just keep getting worse. There has to be a point at which there's a line in the sand for you where you just say, no, I'm not putting up with this anymore. No, I refuse to be ruled. I want to live free as a sovereign individual. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it is the correct viewpoint. It's the most inherently moral viewpoint.
I agree with that. I don't know if driver's licenses are the way to go about getting it.
800-259-9231. You either bow down or you stand up for freedom. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas?
Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the Stickle CAI toll-free line. We've got live streams on our website, by the way. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Was just talking a few moments ago with Ben, who was having a conversation with his parents about moving to New Hampshire, and they're scared, as many parents are scared when they find out that their son or daughter is going to be involved in the freedom movement, which could involve things like, peaceful civil disobedience.
Any
and
movement that doesn't include, finding a nice girl and getting a good job is going to bother parents.
Right. So I know that Toby from Free Minds TV here in New Hampshire at freemindstv.com, when his mom found out that he was getting involved in the freedom movement, she was quite frightened for him, frightened for his safety, frightened that her, lovable son was going to be put into a jail cell for his activism, for speaking out.
If one believes that, what does one believe about one's government?
That
one is really allowing to, do these things.
Exactly. That's
my
question.
What kind of American are you if you believe that the government is going to lash out against somebody who's using their freedom of speech to speak out against the size of the government, and you don't do anything about it?
Right. That your response to the government lashing out against people is to just be quiet and son, keep your head down. Don't say anything that might draw attention to you. You could just live out your life here in this state of semi-freedom and die at least somewhat happy. Why should you be going after this freedom stuff? Don't you have enough freedom as it is? Well, no.
I'm not free enough as it is. And there are other people.
One of the reasons that one pursues freedom is not for oneself. I don't pursue, drug legalization for me. I could care. Pardon me. I could care less if drugs get legalized. I really could.
Sure.
It doesn't matter to me. However, I believe in freedom for everyone. I want freedom for you, even if you don't want freedom for me.
Well, I used to want freedom for everybody else. I'd like them the opportunity to have freedom, but if what you want is to be controlled, then you should be free to be controlled. You should be able to consent to be controlled.
Everyone's going to have some level of you're going to have, even in a world with no government, there's going to be optional sort of non-authoritarian models of government, and everybody's going to have control, Ian. You're going to have control in a world that doesn't have government, in the world that you envision.
Right, but if what you want is someone to tell you how to live your life, there are going to be people who will be willing to, accept your money to tell you how
there
to live
your life. There are organizations that you can work for them, and they'll do that now. I mean, it's the military. There's Job Corps. I mean, I'm sure that...
What I'm saying is I don't want to force freedom on anybody, right? I just want to tell them about freedom, give them the opportunity to understand and embrace freedom for themselves, and then from there we'll hopefully achieve liberty in our lifetime. But we're talking about standing up and speaking out, and possibly drawing attention to oneself, and possibly coming under fire. And, of course, it's pathetic, many Americans' responses to the idea of doing that. But you said, for instance, Mark, that you think that, picking the issue of driver's licenses and registration, you thought not the issue you would choose, and that's fine. Everybody's got their...
I don't even see the point of choosing the particular issue, honestly.
Well,
it's about
obedience. It's about not being obedient to the state, which is demanding that you pay it money for the service of what? No service. It's just taking money from people.
Driver's licenses?
It's not about safety.
That much.
It's not about safety. They'll claim it is, but it's not.
Driver's licenses, they don't even pay for the bureaucrat that administers the test. Over the course of the time that you have a driver's license, the amount of money that you put in does not pay for the bureaucrat that paid for the test, the bureaucrat that gave you really terrible customer service.
It's about obedience.
And took your picture and the little plastic cards that you get.
It's about obedience. It's about certifying
people to be able to drive a
Absolute
vehicle.
Absolute nonsense. That's nonsense. You've taken the driver's test, and you know that there's barely any sort of certification.
That's
going
what
on.
The idea is that people,
That's
go
the
for.
Idea that people have.
Do you
but
think
it's not
that there
true.
Would be some kind of certification to drive a vehicle?
Of course, I think that there would be certification.
So in an area
and I
where
support
there,
certification.
So in a world where the government takes over the role of certification, even if it's a poor job of certifying, don't you think you should have that certification to drive a vehicle?
No, I think
I'll
we should create an alternate certification.
I agree with you that the certification should go on for the rest of your life.
We should create an alternate certification. We were talking about this yesterday at a meeting of the activists here in Keene of having some. There's apparently a free stater who is apparently a master driver. And so what I was thinking of, what really needs to happen is some entrepreneur needs to get out there and create a master driver certification. You don't have to be a master driver. You just have to be certified by a master driver to show that you can drive. But what you should do, what this entrepreneur should do, is set the bar higher than the government certification process. When I went and took a driver's test, it was drive once around the circle and then park. I mean, that was pretty much the driver's test that I took when I was, it was like a decade ago. And it's a joke. Anybody can pass this. So you create an alternate, private certification, driver certification, where you go, you pay, $50 to be certified, you take a test, and if you pass above the bar that is set higher than the government certification, then if somebody says, well, you don't have a government driver's license, you're not safe to drive. Oh, yeah? Well, I've got the master driver certificate, which shows I'm safer than a government driver's license.
But who's certified the master driver?
I don't know.
See,
that's a good question.
This is the sort of thing that the state is above
some
in people's
driving
mind.
School.
And, it's not about the certification, Ian. I agree with you that the government is not going to give you as good of a certification as the master driver is and, a certified master driver or whatever. I agree with you on that. What the problem is confusing the crap out of the average person out there that their introduction...
How is that confusing?
How
I
is
have
it confusing?
A certification. They understand what certification is, right? I can drive.
If you can drive so well, why don't you get the government driver's
license?
Because
I don't agree to their little terms. They want me to agree to all their licensing nonsense and their rules and regulations, and I don't agree to all of that.
It's their roads. Why
no,
you,
they're
you
not
need their
roads.
License to drive on their roads.
They're the public's
roads. See the confusion? It's my opinion that the driver's license issue, if you're going to do it, don't do it so your license is suspended and then drive on a suspended license. pay your license off.
My license will just be, it's going to expire. It's not going to be suspended. It's just going to expire.
I would say that it would be even, you would have a stronger position if you sent it back in and said, I don't want your government license anymore. Then,
tough guy,
put a sign on every one of the windows in your car that you're not using.
Actually, what we're probably going to do
and
is
it
come
says,
out with
I'm driving without a state driver's license.
There's no reason to do that.
Why
what we'll
not, badass?
Do...
showing people. You need to get out there and trumpet your activism.
That's tacky. I think what we'll do instead, Mark, is come up with an actual license plate, an actual private Shire license plate that you can put on instead of having a state government
I'm
license
all for
plate.
Your Shire. Right. Please go ahead, but don't, you know.
So it's the same thing.
Don't, A, not drive any more than you're going to drive. Don't stay at home because you don't have a driver's license, mm-hmm. which, I'm sure that these people that don't have them get cowed into doing. Absolutely positive of it. And secondly, drive around and proclaim it to the world. Write it on the side of your vehicle. Let people know that that's what you're doing. That way they get an opportunity. Because otherwise, you're going to get painted in the media as, somebody who doesn't, just driving without a driver's license. And that's what the average person finds out. There are other protests out there that one can do that I think do so much more. I think this driver's license thing, I just don't think it's the way to go.
Well, right now we're looking for, I understand you feel that way, Mark, but right now we're looking for 10 people that are willing to drive without a government driver's license or government registration, and hopefully we can recruit those 10 people to come here to the Keene area. I think we've got a handful of people already that are going to come on board, so with numbers, it will become even more of a movement rather than just the lone crazy guy driving without a permit. With numbers, it'll actually be something that we can point to and say, hey, this is what we're doing here is legitimate, we're safe drivers, we're certified, and so we're moving in that direction. I think it's an important thing to do because the government driver's license is so pervasive, people believe that it's necessary, but it's not. It's just nonsense. Now, if you support the government driver's license, Mark, and
hold on, who said I supported the government's driver's license?
It sounds like you're saying it's an okay idea.
No, I'm saying that it's a protest. The energy and time is wasted on that
okay,
protest.
Here's, what about this one? What about... Now, if you think it's a waste to protest government driver's licensing and registration, what about bike registration?
What do you mean bike registration?
Well, the city of Detroit, for instance, is now going to be requiring, the ordinance has been on the books since 1964.
There's a difference between vehicle registration and a driver's
requiring
license.
Requiring bicycles to be registered. Officers will begin handing out $55 fines for unregistered bikes starting on August 7th. Do you think this would be an issue? We'll talk more about it here in a moment, but do you think this will be an issue that's worth being disobedient about? More
I
coming
think vehicle
up,
registration
more coming
is something
up.
Different.
This is Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show and help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You become an amplifier and get perks too, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
Fortune Small Business Magazine calls incorporating one of your first moves to protect yourself from creditors and lawsuits, and it can save you on taxes. LegalZoom.com, you can do incorporation or all kinds of legal things like patents, wills, trademarks. It's fast and easy. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
800-259-9231. All right, so let me see if I got this straight, Mark, before we dive into this story about Detroit and the bicycle registrations. You're saying you don't think government driver's licenses are a good thing to protest. This is not the issue you would pick because you think it can be, you know, you can be made look crazy. But what about government registrations? You're saying that you should
be able to put the sticker on the back of the car that renews the numbers that you have on the plate? That registration?
I guess that's what the registration is. Yeah, and you get the slip that you keep in the glove compartment.
Yeah, I don't think that the defense of that from a government standpoint is nearly as firm as a driver's license.
So would you join a protest and not register your vehicle?
No.
No. Okay, so it's not really that great of an idea, then.
Well, it's not big enough for me.
Better to keep on going along and get
along,
right?
I'm stuck, man. I can't do it. My car doesn't belong to me.
Oh, the bank owns your car?
No, my wife owns my car.
Oh, you are stuck then. Let me get to the story from Detroit here, Detroit, or DebtNews.com. Evelyn Rourke worries about her 11-year-old grandson, Freddie Burst, as he rides his bicycle in southwestern Detroit. But it's not gangs or speeding cars that have her fretting. It's the police. The Detroit Police Department announced plans this week to step up enforcement of a 1964 ordinance requiring bicycles to be registered. Officers will begin handing out $55 fines for unregistered bikes as of August 7th.
This is just because Detroit is going broke. This is, Michigan, the entire state is going broke, but Detroit's in the worst of it. It's leading the charge down the hill.
What do you mean it's because Detroit's going broke? They're just trying to keep people safe, Mark.
What does bike registration have to do with keeping people safe?
Well, we'll find out here. According to the police...
Nonsense.
According to Evelyn, she says, why are the police worrying about something like this? Are they going to start giving tickets to little kids? Detroit police spokes bureaucrat insisted the reason for enforcing the obscure ordinance is not to fine bicyclists. He says, we're trying to get people to register their bikes. We've got hundreds of bikes piled up with no way of knowing who they belong to. The idea isn't to start handing out tickets to little kids on tricycles. So why levy the fine? Other Metro Detroit communities, including Birmingham and Ferndale, have optional bicycle registrations, although they don't penalize those who don't register their bikes. Tate said, we're supposed to enforce the ordinances that are on the books. That's his excuse to why they're handing
always
out the fine.
Always is. Just doing my job, ma'am.
Now, the city says it's offering registration at its 8 police districts for just $1. Tate also said that Detroit police officers have always handed out tickets to unregistered bicyclists, although he said he doesn't have statistics available. The city's decision is a public relations nightmare, said a clinical psychologist who often rides into Detroit with more than 50 of his friends from bicycling clubs. He says if they start enforcing this, it would dissuade us from wanting to come into the city. This can't be a good thing for Detroit. We come into the city and spend money. We also help people get over their fears of the city. If people see we aren't afraid to ride our bikes into Detroit, maybe they won't be afraid to drive their cars into Detroit. Todd Scott, a Greenways coordinator, says that Detroit's a mecca for suburban bicyclists. He says it's my favorite place to ride. It'd be a shame if they start enforcing this ordinance and people stop riding their bikes in the city. Because here's one of the things about this is this ordinance gives the cops an excuse to stop anybody on a bicycle, right? Oh, well, we're just stopping you to check and make sure you got a registration and maybe pat you down, see if you got any drugs on you as well. So who knows where else.
Boy, you're a seedy-looking character,
right,
aren't you?
Right.
The other thing I was thinking about car registration while you were off is, Ian, they here in New Hampshire, the free state, they
not yet.
They have mandatory vehicle inspections.
Right. You know, in Sarasota, another reason not to register up here.
In Sarasota, Florida, they didn't have mandatory vehicle inspections. And it's probably the reason they had all the Mercedes-Benz and Lexuses breaking down on the side of the road.
Oh, wait, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't. And, you know, people drove really just better cars in Sarasota. And I don't know if it's because of the mandatory vehicle inspection that we don't have, but
because a bunch of retirees.
They turn every mechanic into an enforcer of the law because the mechanic checks to see whether you have your registration or not.
Right, and if
so
not,
you will
they
not
get
get a vehicle
car.
Inspection unless you get a registration, unless you are registered.
All the more reason to not register.
No, you see, here's the problem with the vehicle inspection. The vehicle inspection is perpetrated on the premise that your vehicle is safe. If you don't have the sticker, like I would be more likely to do the protest of not registering my vehicle if I could have a vehicle your vehicle inspection sticker that says, look, my vehicle's just as safe as anybody else's.
Huh. Yeah, I don't have any of that, and my vehicle's plenty safe. Like, I've been driving around for 2 years now up here in New Hampshire without... and, you know, using the term vehicle, I think they want us to use that term. That's more of a legal term. My car is safe.
Yeah, but I have a car and a truck.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get confused as to which one we're talking about. So
auto.
My vehicle is...
My automobile.
All right, whatever.
Anyway, I'm clearly safe. I go and I have the oil changed and I have it checked out on a periodic basis. I don't need a sticker to show that I'm safe. The fact that I'm driving safely on the road should be about enough.
I agree with
enough down in Florida.
That it's silly. I agree with that. But if one does these things, one should be above contempt, above reproach. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So you should have a New Hampshire plate that says, look, I'm a New Hampshireite.
And nope, not going to do it.
You should have a vehicle inspection sticker that says, look, my vehicle is as good as anybody else's on the road. I'm just not paying to renew this number on the back of my car.
How about I have a private Shire plate and I could carry around my last receipt from a visit to the car garage.
You can do whatever you want to do, Ian, and I'll come to the court date. And you know
great.
What?
Appreciate that.
I'll bake you a cake with a file in it, too.
Attorney Michael Salani, who represents the city of Birmingham, said Detroit will have a hard time enforcing the ordinance. He says there's a state law which allows cities to require the registration of bicycles, but states that such enforcement shall not be enforceable until signs giving notice of the local traffic regulations are posted upon or at the entrance to the highway or street I don't even understand all that. Anyway, he says adhering to the state law would be unfeasible. In Detroit, it would be a daunting task to post signs on every street where the ordinance is enforced, he said. According to Freddie's, or I guess one of the mothers of the kids, plans to register his bike before the deadline, but wondered about police priorities. She says, I've had two cars stolen in the past 5 years, and I've never even gotten a phone call back from the cops.
That's how it goes, man. You know, it's all about this. They say it's not about revenue generation. It's all about that $55 fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about it. They just don't have enough for their cops to do. You know, and they need to have the opportunity to give you a ticket for $55. Look, there's all these people riding around with two wheels, and we need to be able to give them tickets, too.
So would you say that this is an appropriate issue to, you know, be civilly disobedient on?
Oh, I wouldn't register my bicycle.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, in Keene, your bicycle is supposed to be registered.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Huh. Well, Lieutenant Maxfield did not arrest me when I was within his purview recently, and I was on my bike.
That's because they do what they want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Now, what you needed to do is walk up to him and say, Mr. Maxwell, I'm turning myself in. My bike is not registered. What are you going to do about it? You're a law enforcement officer. You better get up there and do something about it, Pally.
Yeah. All right. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just wanted to see if you were all right with that. You know, would it be okay in Mark's mind to be non-cooperative on the issue of bicycle registrations? And you say yes. Yes, we should have massive amounts of people not registering their bikes and riding them willy-nilly.
Well, the reason that people want driver's licenses is because a car is a 2,000-pound death machine.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that motor vehicles cause a great deal of deaths in the United States, and they want people that are qualified to drive them in them. Bicycles don't cause nearly the amount of deaths, nor do horses and those kind of things. So you don't need a driver's license to operate these those conveyances. That's why.
800-259-9231. There's more stories here into the news, but I don't think we're going to have time to get to them tonight, including a story that, I don't think we'll get a chance to get into it, but a couple of brothers have been defending their 55-acre compound out in California from the fires. One of them set a backfire to protect their property, and this
He's
was
going
after,
to jail.
Right, this was after he disobeyed orders to stop from setting the fire. They did end up protecting their property, and they fought fire with fire, but he did end up being arrested for it, for protecting his own property. Anyway, it's been Ian here
with
you.
Crazy. And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, maybe we'll get into more of that story, or maybe something completely different, because it's up to you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.